This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky implored world leaders gathered at the UN General Assembly on Tuesday to stand united against Russia's invasion and said Moscow had to be pushed back so the world could turn to solving pressing global challenges.
Ukraine is doing everything to ensure that after Russian aggression, no one in the world will dare to attack any nation.
Zelensky drew applause as he took his place at the United Nations General Assembly lectern in New York for his first in-person appearance at the annual UNGA since Russia invaded his country in 2022. A senior Kremlin official has called for closer policy coordination between Moscow and Beijing to counter Western efforts to contain them as he hosted China's top diplomat for security talks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nikolai Patrushev, the secretary of Russia's Security Council, chaired by President Vladimir Putin, has told Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi Moscow wants to further strengthen strategic coordination with China. He reaffirmed Russia's support for Beijing's policy on issues related to Taiwan, the Western Xinjiang region, and Hong Kong, which he said are being used by the West to discredit China. The Kremlin has continuously expressed support for Beijing as Russia and China have grown increasingly close, while their relations with the West deteriorates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Communications were severed Tuesday to the flood-hit Libyan city of Derna, and journalists were asked to leave a day after hundreds protested against authorities they blamed for the thousands of deaths. A tsunami-sized flash flood broke through two aging river dams upstream from the city on the night of September 10th and razed entire neighborhoods, sweeping untold thousands into